This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, August 10, 2016. Sunrise at 5:45 a.m., sunset at 7:52 p.m. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News that Salem City officials are just starting to respond to the recent attack on rookie police officer Jessica Rondinelli, who officials say is eager to get back in the line of duty despite the disfiguring injury she sustained a couple of days ago. Early Sunday morning, Rondinelli was dispatched with Officer Robert Monk to the scene of a large crowd and fight outside of Tavern in the Square on Washington Street in downtown Salem. As officers at the scene were in the process of arresting 19-year-old Emma Wiley of Marblehead on various charges, she allegedly bit off a large portion of Rondinelli's ear, according to police. Wiley pleaded not guilty Monday to charges that include mayhem, assault and battery, causing serious bodily injury, and resisting arrest. Rondinelli is currently on injured leave, and the department is just letting her stay home and heal a bit, according to Police Captain Conrad Prosnewski. As Rondinelli recovers, the police are still trying to determine who was involved in the incident and what corrective action must be taken. Gayla Cowley writes in itemlive.com that the mayor and Lynn police have agreed to a more than $3 million wage hike over 4 years. The retroactive agreement provides 1% boost for 2014, a 2% increase for 2015, 2016, and 2017, and a 1% raise for 2018. The police deal represents the first of a handful of union contracts which are up for renewal, including the firefighters and City Hall employees. The mayor, who serves as the chief negotiator for the city, said until the other contracts are settled, she will delay other spending, including the hiring of a $73,000 deputy election commissioner. Peter Caron, the city's chief financial officer, said the contract for 2014 to 2017 will cost taxpayers $2.1 million. He did not have the amount for fiscal year 2018. And according to Gayla Cowley, William Sharp, president of the Lynn Police Association, said the wage is partly due to the use of Narcan by officers on people in the throes of an overdose becoming part of the job. Lynn officers have saved 117 people with the overdose drug in about a year, according to William Sharp in the article by Gayla Cowley. Is the Ipswich River drying up? Well, Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, the North Shore is under a severe drought on the heels of a mild winter and a relatively dry spring, followed by a sunny, hot summer only sparingly relieved by rain. In a story in today's edition of the Salem News, Ariana McNeil continues to write, "While municipalities around the region are taking action to limit residents' water use, one conservation official says it's too late for much of the wildlife in the Ipswich River's tributaries." Wayne Kaskengay, the executive director for the Ipswich River Watershed Association, says the following, "July was the lowest monthly flow in the history of the river. The river has completely stopped flowing." The news story continues. The river provides 14 cities and towns with drinking water, including Salem, Beverly, Peabody, Danvers, Middleton, Hamilton, Wenham, Ipswich, Boxford, and Topsfield. Even during this dry period, 30 million gallons of water is pumped out of the river each day. As for water restrictions, Danvers pushed their level to level 5 drought condition yesterday, the second highest on a 6-level scale. Residents can only water their gardens and lawns between 7 p.m. and 8 a.m., according to the statement from the town's Department of Public Works. Quote, "Now we are in need of residents to really take charge and drop their water use," said DPW Director David Lane. "If everyone makes an effort to save, then we'll be okay." There's more on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. I'm Bill Newell for MSONewsSports.com.
Okay, Bill, thank you. And in a related development, sort of, Adam Swift writes on itemlive.com that a water emergency was declared in Peabody on Tuesday due to the summer's prolonged drought. The high water usage has caused low water pressure in some neighborhoods in the area, and the city's drinking reservoirs are down in Peabody, according to Mayor Ted Betancourt. Peabody officials are working with the Massachusetts Water Resources Authority for a temporary emergency connection through the Linfield Water District to provide additional potable water to the city. Under the mandatory water restriction, officials are asking residents to conserve water by watering their lawns every other day by sprinkler or hose. Houses on the odd number side of streets may water lawns on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, only from 6 to 9 a.m. and 6 to 9 p.m. Residents on the even-numbered side of streets may water their lawns during those hours on Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Hand watering by pail or water cans is allowed at any time, but hoses may only be used during scheduled times. Cars may only be washed during the scheduled times. No Sunday watering is allowed, and hydrants will not be flushed. If the drought continues or worsens, the mayor said additional water restrictions may be put in place in the city of Peabody. And a sad note out of Gloucester, Nick Kukuru was reporting that Dave Dunsky has passed away. Dave Dunsky's Massachusetts State Track Coaches Association Hall of Fame plaque sums up his coaching career perfectly, according to Nick. And the quote reads, "The best distance coach in the history of Massachusetts." On Monday, the coach with that title passed away at the age of 73, leaving behind an incredible and long-lasting legacy as the Gloucester High School boys cross-country coach. In the 1990s, Dunsky coached the Fishermen to the best run of any team in school histories, as the Harriers won six straight all-state championships from 1994 to 1999. His six state championships are the most in Gloucester High School history for any coach in any sport. He also has countless division and Northeastern Conference championships to his name. J.D. McEachern, a former Gloucester High School girls track and cross-country coach, is quoted as saying, "Nobody will ever be able to duplicate what he has accomplished. He was the best at what he did." Dunsky, who was a longtime public defender at Gloucester District Court, was truly one of a kind, writes Nick. His quirky personality, straight shooter mentality, and vast knowledge of distance running was the perfect combination to get the most out of his runners. Certainly, we pass along our respects to the Dunsky family, Dave Dunsky passing away at age 73. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.